This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There are many competing concerns in Lansing right now, but Michigan schools in a state of suspension are close to the top of most people's lists. Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
You filed a story this week noting that the state's top education leaders do not have an answer about what's going to happen with many academic requirements this year, things that kids need to graduate and other kinds of standards. Can you recap for us?
What the Michigan Department of Education has said is that schools don't qualify for state reimbursement if students aren't in the schools and in their seats, that online learning time doesn't count, other types of assigning homework via email and things like that don't count. And that poses a financial hardship on schools when they're already dealing with all kinds of other things. And the department says that they have no choice, that if they're going to fix this problem that poses this hardship on schools, then it's going to take a new state law adopted by the legislature and signed by the governor to fix this. And all of this is happening is there are a lot of other questions swirling around for how long are schools going to be closed? In fact, are we facing the end of the school year? Has that already occurred if this lingers on? So that's the kinds of things that they're talking about.
Rick, I'm sure you know that the superintendent of Detroit's public schools, Nikolai Vitti, has said in no uncertain terms that he thinks this needs to be the end of the school year. As you were, I know you were doing your reporting before he made that statement, but as you were asking questions of State Department of Education officials, was there any serious talk of that?
Well, getting a straight answer out of anyone or getting an answer out of anyone at the State Department of Education right now is a challenge in and of itself. And that's not necessarily an indictment on the department, that things are moving so quickly, it's hard for anyone in any position of responsibility to make any kind of educated prediction about what's going to happen. But clearly there's an awareness that that's a distinct possibility, and it may very well be that we're going to require changes in laws and policies that deal with this year as a distinct entity, separate from all of those other policy debates about what schools should be or should not be doing, separate from all that.
Was anyone talking about an intensive summer school effort this year?
We have heard about a bunch of different options. One of them is just call the school year done and everyone gets moved forward a grade and seniors graduate and it's just taken care of. There are issues related to school testing. One of the things that's being talked about in terms of the school calendar is maybe instead of a summer break that happens in, you know, one block of weeks, that schools are staggered throughout the summer, which obviously would play havoc with vacation and summer camp plans and things like that.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations. Rick, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.